Jesus learns that his cousin, John the Baptist, has just been beheaded. You'll remember the story of his execution, that it was not done judiciously by any standard. It was part of a sick joke and an evening prank and entertainment between Herod, his wife, his daughter, and their dinner guests. It was devastating news. John is dead. And Jesus' immediate response is to go away by himself. He goes to a deserted place, a secluded place, an uninhabited place, a place where people would not interrupt his time alone. And if he had one, he'd even leave his smartphone behind. Even Jesus, in his perfect humanity, needed to take a break from people. And it's not because he disliked people or despised them. His first priority was his relationship as the eternal Son of God to God the Father and God the Holy Spirit. And so he goes to a deserted place. This is a place with few distractions and no one to interrupt his time alone. And you'll remember that Jesus goes away a lot in his ministry, off to be by himself frequently throughout his life and ministry. He especially liked places on the water, by the water, and in the mountains, we're told. These places became sacred space for Jesus, the best chance that he had for time alone with God. Those deserted places became sacred because of Jesus' purpose and his presence. In a deserted place, we have an opportunity to clear our minds. We make a date with ourselves. We consider our lives and consider our unfolding story before God. We go through the archives of our souls. The only person standing in the way of focusing on God is me and you. In a deserted place, we can unload our grief, cry out in emotional pain, and say exactly how we feel out loud to God. Things that would otherwise be too embarrassing for others to hear. Our true thoughts and our true complaints. Just as Jesus said his prayers to God in light of his cousin John's death. And so going to a deserted place gives us permission to be exactly who we are in our humanity without the fear of judgment from others or from God. And even more importantly, it gives us an opportunity to finally unload all those burdens upon God. This is what St. Peter says in his epistle. He says, cast all your anxiety upon God, because he cares for you. What better place than a deserted place for the dumping ground of our grief? Don't hold back. Unload all the unbearable weight that is pressing you down. Free yourself. Give it all to God, even the ugly stuff. Unlike Jesus, we mortals will discover one additional thing in our deserted place: our sinfulness. Far from distraction, defensiveness, those who have offended us and those whom we have offended, we will soon realize that, yes, God, I have sinned in thought, word, and deed, by what I've done and left undone. I have not loved you with my whole heart or my neighbor as myself. That can be a scary place to be alone. There we are in our naked humanity, vulnerable, and coming to terms with me, myself, and I. But when we are away from the noise, the clamor, and demands of other people, we find that it is not scary at all. We find, well, that we're not alone. God is with us, just as He is for us. So off we should go to a deserted place. Don't be scared. Don't worry. It's safe. No one will hear our secret sins except God. We can confess our guilt and we can unload our shame upon God where it belongs, because He is faithful and just and will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. The funny thing about this story, well, there's many funny things, but one funny thing about this story is that it begins as a deserted place, but quickly becomes inhabited with noisy, sick, and hungry crowds, over 5,000. But Jesus does not despise their coming. He does what He came to do. He draws them. He has compassion on them. He welcomes them. He heals them. He feeds them. Just as you and I have come here today to meet the same Jesus in word and sacrament. On my way here this morning at about 5:30, I passed by many noisy Lollapalooza revelers. After waiting in an unusually long line through the drive-thru at McDonald's, the girl said at the cash register, "Have a good night." And then I came here. A dark, empty space. A deserted place. But this is a sacred place. It's a great place to come alone to pray, yes. And here we all are, all this morning. We have come here for one thing, to encounter the same Jesus. We have come here to invade His space, to bombard Jesus with all of our problems, regrets, with all of our ailments, and our hunger, and our thirst. But He does not despise our coming. He welcomes us. Surprise, He's drawn us. We too come here to hear the good news of sins forgiven. We too come here for Him to heal our bodies, our minds, and our souls. We too have come here for a meal from Jesus Himself. An even greater meal than fish and bread. The body and blood of Jesus. So here we are. What once was a deserted place just a few hours ago is now a sacred space, a grace place, an oasis for the sick, for the weary, and for the hungry. My Lord, You have led me here to this most holy place, and with Yourself have fed me the treasures of Your grace. For You have freely given what earth could never buy, the bread of life from heaven, that now I shall not die. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.